1 Corinthians chapter 2. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Anyone can read John Gray's book, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, and get a better understanding of the opposite sex. But to truly know God and understand his word, we need the intervention of the Holy Spirit. The natural person, who not only refuses to accept things of God because they seem like foolishness to them, but is actually unable to understand them, since they are spiritually discerned. That's why the Apostle Paul explains that only through the Spirit of God can we comprehend what has been freely given to us by grace. On the other hand, the spiritual person is someone who has been transformed, is being filled with the Spirit, and walks in close communion with God, and is therefore able to discern spiritual truths and wisdom. Peter learned this lesson when Jesus rebuked him for setting his mind on human concerns rather than the things of God, and his life later proved that he had taken it to heart. Today we celebrate the incomprehensible grace of God shown to everyone who believes in the redemptive work of his Son. Through the Holy Spirit, we are able to perceive and embrace what God has prepared for us, things so glorious that no one has seen, heard, or even imagined. What an incredible blessing I have.